12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? As we welcome back Bear Wozniak to the Morning Blend. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Aloha, boy howdy. That's how you say it. Where have all the cowboys gone?
I'm sure you hear that a lot on Waikiki Beach.
Well, you know, we have cowboys here, Paniolos. They were the Mexican and Spanish vaqueros back in the day. And if you really need to know about it, it was the little Mexican guitar that they changed to only four strings that became the ukulele. And ukulele means dancing flea.
Wow.
So now you've got your Hawaii lesson for the day.
I appreciate that.
We do have cowboys in Hawaii.
Well, today it's rule number two, ride for the brand. And what does that mean? What can men look forward to when they read chapter two here?
Well, one of the things I think that I point out is do people know who you ride for? There's different loyalties that we have in our lives, but do people know that you ride for Jesus? Do they know that? I think so much during this time of the woke culture, people just were like Homer Simpson in that little meme where he's backing into the bush. He like doesn't want to be seen. And I think, honestly, we've seen such an awakening in the last year, and then more specifically in the last, you know, several weeks since what happened, you know, in Utah with Turning Point and with Charlie Kirk, that people are like, I'm no longer going to be a wallflower. People are going to know what brand I ride for. We don't have to be obnoxious, but we don't have to apologize either for what we stand for, who we stand for, and make it known. Wouldn't it be cool if, well, you know, people know when you don't have God in your life, you can get opinionated, have a lot of angst.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have humor. You have sarcasm. There's a frown on your face. I was on a road trip last month. And we flew into Phoenix actually just before the plane, just after Charlie was assassinated, just before the plane landed, and got to be with people there in Phoenix. Then we went to the pro-life event in Albuquerque and then on to Texas for another event. And when I got home, my cheeks hurt from smiling so much. I was so happy to be with other believers. And just like you, you know, whenever I'm with you, I know there's going to be joy. And so people just by that, you know, wear the brand by putting a smile on your face. Let people know you've got, if you're, what does it say? If you have the joy of the Lord in your heart, notify your face.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. It's not that far of a distance, but yet somehow we fight that. I heard a story here recently, you know, we've celebrated so many martyrs in our liturgical calendar that, you know, if Catholics were being persecuted today, and who's to say that they aren't? But I mean, if someone came into your home or somebody watched you Monday through Friday, is there enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian?
Right. People need to know that we ride for the brand. And, you know, it's interesting because, like, I know in your life, if you stand for the Lord, people may look at you funny at work. But when that person is having a crisis of some sort and needs some sort of counsel or consolation or advice, they go to the Christian because they know that that person rides for the brand. And of course, also, you know, I remember whenever I would start a new job in my career, my dad taught me from my very first job, write down on a piece of paper what your guiding principle will be at that job. What will be your philosophy there? And he said, the very first thing you should write, or one of the things you must write, is I'm here to help my boss be successful. And I remember early in my career, I worked for a Fortune 100 company, and there was a gentleman there. I was, you know, CPA working in the internal audit department. And there was one gentleman there that was really smart. I think he got the highest score on the internal audit exam that year, but he was all in it for himself. And I was all in it for my boss. And the other guys that worked there too were like that. We'd go and help Jim and say, hey, what are you doing that? May take that off your desk. I'll do that for you, you know? And it was interesting how you could see this other gentleman kind of implode as it was all about ambition. You know, in the Latin days, the days of Rome, the word ambition, I think it literally means circular. It meant to be conniving. But our goal would be to build up, you know, and be loyal to our company and our boss. And if we can't be, we should move on. We should be loyal to our church. You may have a pastor that you have to suffer through every Sunday because he may not even be, you know, really teaching the gospel. But you have to be loyal to him in persona Christi, be loyal to that parish, and build others up. So, and then of course, loyalty to your family. No, people should know who you ride for.
And as you were describing that, I was thinking, boy, we could really take that into our faith life. We want our boss to succeed, our boss being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So how can we make him more successful? And it's sharing your story.
Yeah, Christians used to have, you know, the brand of the fish was back in the days of persecution. You draw that line in the sand, like the half circle, and then someone would do the bottom part of that to show the fish, you know, the ichthys. And you know, if you look on the catacombs, they always loved to do put peacocks on the catacombs. There were just certain things. When I had my cabin up in Montana, you know where that is, right?
I do, a little bit. You're up in Glacier Park. Beautiful. Yeah, God's country.
But there used to be some of the ranches would have those big posts going up, and then they would have that big post going across with the name of the ranch. And sometimes they would, you know, brand that post. So you knew that. And when cowboys, when they signed up to ride for the brand, they did. If that man's going to pay you wages, ride for the brand. Don't be the person at work complaining. Be the person looking to build people up.
If you look back at Jesus's life, what would his brand have been? What was he trying to put across to the apostles as far as, this is what I want you to stand for. This is the brand I want you to spread across the world.
I love that. So cool. Well, number one, thy will be done. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if you do that, the thing about love is there's no law against it. Mm. Real love, you know. What you hold in your heart, no one can kill that. And so live that, being totally abandoned to God's will, which, you know, if you were to say God's will and say, well, I want to follow God's will, or I'm going to follow God's will, they're the exact same thing. Because love is just God's will in action, right? Love is nothing but a gushy feeling unless it's put into action. And so that's that will and God's love are the same, because God is love.
And going back to like your boss and wanting your boss to be successful, that word authority comes up. And that can sometimes be a double-sided coin. You know, yes, we want to respect that authority, but sometimes it kind of gets lauded over us.
Well, you have to respect the position of authority, like in the priest in Persona Christi. You need to, and when he's celebrating Mass, you need to respect the position. It's, you know, the first commandment that comes with reward is honor thy father and thy mother so all will be well with you. And so there's a certain something that when you disrespect authority, you're bringing disrespect to yourself. The man who had the most faith in all of Israel wasn't even Jewish. He was a centurion. That means he had 100 men under him. And he said, Jesus, my servant is sick. Please heal him. And Jesus said, I'll come right now. He said, no, you don't need to come. Like, I know you're a busy guy. Because I'm a man under authority, and I have servants under me, and I say, one go and another go, and they come and they go. All you need to do is speak the word. But the key is, I am a man under authority, and then I say to others, go, and they go. So if you're not under authority, people that should be responsive to you under your authority are not going to respect you. So with your children, are you under God's authority? You know, do they see you obeying God? Then they will automatically say, well, if he's submitting to authority, I will submit to him, that person's leadership.
Ride for the Brand is rule number 2 in Bear Wozniak's book, 12 Rules for Manliness. And again, each week we're going to unpack one of these chapters and talk about these 12 rules. If people want to follow along, Bear, where can they get their hands on this great new book?
Oh, and by the way, the subtitle, 12 Rules for Manliness, because I dig that. Well, they can go anywhere. The Catholic bookstores, they can walk into Barnes & Noble, Amazon, our website, schoolofmanliness.com. And by the way, you know, it did hit number 5 in Christian Books for Men, so it's a good read. And so we encourage the mama bears to get it for their men.
Excellent. All right, my friend, we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, Brian. Aloha.